for this poem, which is called Communication. Now that we have the information superhighway, we can throw out into the open our screams, our cries for help, so much faster than we could before. Our pleas become computer blips, tiny bits of energy traveling through razor-thin wires, traveling through space, to be left for someone to decipher when they find the time. Got into work the other day, and I got my messages out of my voicemail. Mike left me his pager number and told me to contact him with some information. Tom told me to call him at his office, but between 10:30 and noon, and Jason told me to check my email because he sent me a message that I just had to read. So I first returned Tom's phone call, but he wasn't in, so I left a message with a coworker, and then I dialed the number for Mike's pager, listened to a beep, then dialed in my own phone number. Then I got online, checked my email, read a note from Ben, emptied out my junk mail. Realizing that I didn't actually get a hold of anybody, I talked to my friend Sherry, but I got her answering machine, so I said, "Hi, it's me, Janet. I haven't talked to you in a while." At which point I realized that there was nothing left to say. "So, give me a call. We should really get together and talk." Sarah and I were late for Carol's wedding rehearsal, which was a bad thing because we were both standing up in the wedding and we were stuck in traffic. And I said, "Sarah, you have a cell phone, don't you?" And she said, "Yes." And I said, "Well, do you know Carol's cell phone number? Because if you do, we can call her and tell her that we'll be late." And she said, "No, do you know it?" And I said, "No." I was out at a bar with Dave, and I was explaining to him why I hadn't talked to my friend Aaron in a while. You see, we usually email each other, and when we do, we just hit reply. When you get an email from someone, instead of having to start a new email and type in their email address, you can just hit the reply button on the email message, and then it will make a letter addressed to that person you wrote the letter originally to. So he sent me a letter once, and there was a question at the end of it, so I hit reply and sent a response with another question at the end of my letter. So we keep having to answer each other's questions every time we sent an email, and so we just kept replying to each other, sending a letter with the same title back and forth, so we never have to actually type in the other's email address. Well, once I got an email from him, and there was no question at the end, so I didn't have to send him a response. So I didn't, and we never thought to start a new email to each other again, and so we just lost touch. And then it occurred to me how difficult it had become to type in an extra line of text to type in his email address, because that's why I lost touch with him. And then it occurred to me, no matter how many different forms of communication we have, we still find a way to lose touch with each other. Now that we have the information superhighway, we could throw out into the open our screams, our cries for help, so much faster than we could before. But what if we don't want to communicate? Or forget how? Too busy leaving messages, voicemails, emails, pager numbers, forgetting to call back. What if we forget how to communicate? I wanted to purchase tickets for a concert, but I was shopping with my sister and wasn't near a ticket outlet. But my sister said, "I have a portable phone. You could call them if you'd like." So she gave me the phone, and I looked at all these extra buttons on it, and she said, "Just press the power button, but hold it down for at least 4 seconds until the panel lights up. And then dial the number, but use the area code because this phone is a 630 area code. And then press send. And when you're done with the call, just press end and make sure that the light turns off." So I turned it on, dialed the numbers, pressed send, pressed my head against the tiny phone, and the line was busy, and I couldn't get through. I checked my email address book recently, and the people that I email the most are the people that live in the same city as me. all of whom I know the phone numbers of, all of whom are a local call away. In fact, one of my friends lives a block and a half away from me, on the same street as me, but I still email her as much as I call her, even though I could just get up and walk over to her house and actually have a real conversation with her. I was suntanning outside of my patio with a friend on Saturday. We decided that we wanted to order a pizza. We brought a cordless phone outside with us so that we could hear and know if the phone outside inside of the house rang. And so I picked it up and I dialed. And that phone needed to be recharged. The batteries were wearing down because there was so much static there that I was worried that the pizza man wouldn't be able to hear my own voice. While waiting for that pizza man to pick up the phone, I said, mocking static on the line, "Hi, I'm calling from the space shuttle. I'd like to order a pizza for delivery. Call Mission Control at Houston for the credit card number." I got a program for my computer. It's a phone book program, and it sorts people by name or company. It lists their phone number, and a complete file is there for them where you can store their birthdays, their addresses, phone numbers, faxes, email addresses. There's room for any sort of notes you might have about them. And I love this program. I've created a file with all the phone numbers I've ever needed in it. I always add information to this file. I keep a copy of it on my home computer, on my computer at work, on my laptop, even on a floppy, in case that there's a fire maybe at my work and the hard drive of my home crashes. But it always seems that every time I desperately need a phone number, I'm nowhere near a computer. Any computer. I wanted to get in touch with an old friend of mine from high school, Vince, and the last I heard he went to Marquette University. Well, that was 5 years ago. He could be anywhere. I talked to a friend or two that knew him, but they had lost touch with him too. So I searched on the internet to see if his name was on a website or if he had an email address. He didn't. So I figured I probably wouldn't find him. And all this time, I knew his parents lived in the same house they always did. I could just look up his parents' phone number in the phone book and call them. Say I'm an old high school friend of Vince's, but I never did. And then I realized why. You see, I could search the internet for hours and no one would know that I was looking for someone. But now, with a single phone call, I'd make it known to his entire family that I wanted to see him enough to call after all of these years. And I didn't want him to know that, so I never called. Now that we have the information superhighway, we can throw out into the open our screams, our cries for help, so much faster than we could before. But the question begs itself, who is there to listen?